Hello, this is United States calling. Are we reaching?
I mean, what the?
Rude. How rude.
Yeah. Hello, Kevin.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Tell everybody the date today so they know it's not pre-recorded.
Today is Thursday, December 2nd.
2021.
Yes.
And you sound like my dad, dude.
I barely have a voice.
My dad's voice sounded like that almost all the time.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
I had laryngitis this week. So Tuesday and Wednesday, I had no voice.
That's crazy.
And today, I have just a little bit of a voice.
Well, it's no big deal for a DJ.
So we'll see if we can make it. I hate staying home.
Yeah, really? That's just so crazy. You watch The Price is Right and lounge around in a robe.
The Price is Right. I don't have a robe. What's wrong with you? You love being sick?
No. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about it in school. It was my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah,
if I
school,
got a buzz, got to stay home, you know?
Yeah, of course, because you felt like there was nothing going on.
But I do it now. You made me realize, no, I don't like missing work.
No.
That's lame.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah, but that's
lame.
Are
we lame for that?
Yes. We should be happy to be home and not working.
I was laying at home Tuesday and Wednesday going, man, I'm so lame. There's stuff going on outside. There's people. There's things. There's things to do. There's excitement.
Nah. Who cares?
And I'm stuck in my room.
I know what you mean,
it's
though.
The worst.
That's bizarre. I virtually never call in sick. I'm much to the horror of anyone listening.
I mean, I didn't have a choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you couldn't hear me. But
yeah. Yeah.
Man, oh man.
How should we start laying beds as to how long before your voice gives out today?
I guess an hour and a half. Tops.
That's awesome.
Hour and a half, easy.
And of course, since you are Kevin and you had it twice,
the
question of the day.
I did not
get COVID.
I got
again.
Two PCR tests and a 15-minute test, rapid test.
Wow.
And all of them were negative.
Oh, nice.
Because of course,
well,
that was my first thought.
Of
as well.
Course, because you've had it twice.
I've had it twice.
That's just unbelievable.
But I was so angry. I would go in and go, I need a PCR test. And they'd give me the test, and then I got the results again today, finally negative again.
Well, good. Well done.
So it's not that.
Yeah.
It turns out there's sickness other than COVID. Did you know that?
I vaguely remember those days. That's so long ago.
It's funny because when I first started feeling sick, I thought, oh, is this COVID or not?
Sure,
that's
of course.
The only two
right.
options that
well,
you have.
You don't really go out much or get colds anymore.
Right.
I haven't gotten sick since this started, which
I haven't
is
had
crazy.
This in 5-10 years,
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah.
So I just thought, oh, it must be COVID.
Right.
But it's
clearly.
Not. So what do I do now? There's stuff other than COVID out
That's
there.
That's bizarre.
So I had laryngitis, and I'm guessing an hour and a half.
Yeah.
An
oh,
hour?
Yeah.
And we'll see.
All right.
We'll see. We'll talk today about the generic great Christmas gifts.
Oh, okay.
Generic.
Oh, nice.
Because it's really hard to shop for some people.
Nah, it's 100%
so what,
true.
Like, the only thing that I can think of that's super generic that everyone loves is fluffy socks. Soft, like socks or
yeah, but that's sort of the cliche,
or,
isn't it? To give dad the socks.
It
but
is.
Yeah.
But the really comfortable ones?
Right.
Who doesn't like that?
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
the only thing I can think of that's generic.
No, okay.
That
right.
everyone loves.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll get to that later today. I don't know if you've seen Dave Grohl's 8 Nights of Hanukkah.
I didn't watch it yet. I keep seeing and hearing, and yeah, everybody's quite on about
that
it.
Dude's
man,
a miracle.
He is.
He's
man.
A miracle.
He's just always doing something
and
entertaining.
Everything he does is good.
Of the moment, yeah.
It's a little annoying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave, quit being so good.
And we're going to talk about eco-friendly plastic.
Okay, all right.
Up in a few minutes
yeah.
from sperm. And we have
I don't want to rewind that.
We have the KLOS high-low game that's worth $1,100 this hour.
Crazy.
Coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I say you just go ahead and cough miserably if you feel the need. I'm
trying to find a cough button.
I don't think it works. Yeah, generally at a radio station, there'd be a little button that mutes your mic so you can cough.
Pretty much everywhere.
Yeah,
station.
But not here.
Not here.
But I think you should just let fly.
No, I don't want to.
No, it's hilarious.
No, it's annoying to me.
Yeah, exactly.
It annoys me.
Oh, well, never mind.
And I assume because it annoys me, it annoys
others.
Oh, who
cares? That's what's funny.
We have 4 tickets for tonight's LA Kings game.
That's right, tonight. Can you go tonight?
We're looking for procrastinators. Not right this second, but a little bit later on.
Yes.
In the 4 o'clock hour, we will be looking for procrastinators who could actually make it to the game tonight. We have a 4-pack of tickets for you.
Very cool.
Let's talk about plastic.
Plastic!
Here's the headline. Sperm is being used to create an eco-friendly alternative to plastic.
I need you to leave the studio.
Right.
I'm not... What's so plastic like in your bottle, your Coke bottle made of sperm?
Yes.
Oh, man.
A new eco-friendly plastic made from salmon sperm.
Salmon
has been invented by scientists in China.
Do you like... oh, my God. What's the eggs? The little... Come on.
What?
Fish.
Escargot?
No.
No, I don't. Whatever you're talking about.
What is that stuff? I can't believe it. So that's what eggs. So I guess they're saying, well, if you'll eat those, maybe you'll drink out of this.
Two short strands of DNA from the sperm were combined with a chemical from a vegetable that binds them together.
I see.
And it created a squishy material, which I don't love that already. I don't love squishy.
Nope.
Named hydrogel.
Hydrogel. Well, at least so they're not pleasuring the fish in order to create the new plastic.
I don't know how they get it. From here, the gel is then molded into different shapes and freeze-dried to remove the moisture.
And then immediately thrown away.
And then it's used as plastic.
Nope.
And then you can recycle it.
Yeah. Well,
so my question is always the same.
Uh-huh.
Who's the scientist that said, you know what I think might work? Salmon sperm.
Hey, bring that salmon in here.
How did that... Is it still alive? Good.
Is it in a good mood?
Bring Sandy in here.
Bring some salmon prawn. What is it like?
How do they decide, like, maybe this will work? You know what I think might work? Salmon sperm. Who says that?
Well, the donkey didn't work, so I guess maybe we'll move to salmon.
What is that?
Volbeat is who that is? Oh, my God. I'm starting to get it the wrong.
Oh, you're getting
what
it
the
from
hell
me.
Is going on?
We should stop making out.
These tiny little studios are so healthy. Shotgun Blues is what that's called from Volbeat, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Have you heard Dave Grohl's Hanukkah sessions?
No, I keep hearing about it, and everyone loves it, but yeah.
It's Dave Grohl and a producer named Greg Kirsten.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing 8 songs of cover songs from famous Jewish people.
That's, famous Jew, okay.
Yes.
All right.
So the first one he did was Sabotage.
Okay, nice.
By the Beastie Boys. Right. And then Hotline Bling.
Hotline, okay, all right.
Drake?
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right.
And then, listen and identify this.
Okay. Oh, that's a disco song.
Mm-hmm. Sort of.
Copacabana.
Yes.
What the hell?
This is Dave Grohl.
Oh, and Barry Manilow.
Yes, Barry Manilow and Greg Kirsten doing Copacabana. Listen.
He loves the disco.
He sure does.
Oh, my God.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl. With yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down to there. She was meringue.
You know what I love? I love that he doesn't mock them.
Right, yes.
When he did the cover of Dancing. What is it?
You Should Be Dancing.
You Should Be Dancing.
Bee Gees,
he doesn't mock them. He really tries to give it his best.
Yes.
He does Sabotage. He's singing while on the drums.
Right.
But for this one, he's like a lounge singer out front with a lounge jacket on. And
wow, there's definitely tongue-in-cheek, but it's not like bitter sarcasm.
Right, not at all.
Yeah.
He means it well.
Yeah.
But it is sort of cheesy.
Right. Yeah.
Do the cha-cha. While she tried to be a star, Tony always handed by across a crowded floor. They worked from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other. Who could ask for more at the Copa?
So I'm listening to this. So I'm listening to this and I didn't know the lyrics before.
Oh, yeah. I do.
You do?
I do.
Do you know this song?
I know
shootout?
This song really
this song
well. Yeah.
Is about a shootout?
Yes. A mob hit.
I didn't know anything about
that. Yeah. And then she's there the rest of her life sitting at the bar, like, oh my God, it's the glory days are gone.
That's the saddest.
Listen
to this. Yeah. This is the second verse where I realized it was about violence.
Oh, Barry, what are you doing, man?
I love it.
His name was Rico. He wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there. And when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar. And then the punches flew. And chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot. But just who shot who?
A murder mystery.
What the hell?
Right?
Who knew this song, this cheesy song, was about a murder mystery?
I gotta tell you why.
How do you know it?
That's the sad thing. There was someone in the house who loved Barry Manilow, and this was on the Double Greatest Hits album.
And
so
you heard it
as
all?
A child, I'd hear it blasting out of the other room.
I mean, I hear it in the...
No, I would hear it.
I hear it in the background, and I never pay attention to the
lyrics. Several hours every day.
I didn't know there were punches thrown and bullets shot.
Yeah.
Who knew?
And a desperate old lady sitting at the bar all alone as years go on.
That's insanity.
I love that he covered that.
Me too.
His Baker Street cover of Jerry Rafferty is brilliant as well.
So good. Go to YouTube. You can search the Hanukkah sessions.
That's beautiful.
With Dave Grohl.
That's awesome. Do anything? What are you talking about?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Wow, that's crazy. That's
you
so
think
weird.
I'm going to make it to 4:30?
No, I'm starting to...
Trying.
Yeah.
We have our high-low game that's worth $1,100.
Win it! Win it! Win the money!
And you automatically get tickets to see Journey featuring Billy Idol.
That is an interesting combination.
Just for playing.
Combo
you call
play.
At B-Caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. And we can tell you that the last contestant's guess was 95 and it was too high.
Too high. Oh, that's... Wow. Someone went right up to the very top, huh? All right.
0 to 95. Yeah. So 95 was too high. You give us your call right now at 818-955-KLOS. KLOS, who's this?
Devin.
Devin, you're caller 13.
No way.
It yep. is true, man.
Nicely done.
So you're going to go see Journey
All right.
and Billy Idol.
Awesome.
And you get to pick our high-low game, which is sponsored, powered by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. A number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 95, and it was too high.
Too high. So maybe come under 95?
Okay, anything below 95, you got it.
Okay, what number do you want to choose?
I'm going to go with 72.
I'm afraid that is...
That is too low.
Too low. All right, with the buzzer. Sorry.
Ooh, okay.
I was hoping, too, right. by the way, if you had won that cash, maybe you could buy Kevin a new voice.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I wish. I would do that for it.
I would like that.
Rent one out for the weekend?
I would love that.
But hey, dude, enjoy yeah. Journey and Billy Idol, man. Congratulations.
Heck yeah. Thank you so much.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. Yes, I know my voice sounds like crap. I'm sorry.
But you don't feel too bad, though, right?
I sound worse than I feel.
Yeah, yeah. That's always weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I mean, strange. You usually, I don't, in all these years, have heard you lose your voice.
I've had laryngitis, I don't know, maybe once every 7-8 years.
Wow, yeah.
Maybe.
I used to go to Rocky Horror every
and
Friday and Saturday night for 3 years, screaming at the top of my lungs. So Sunday and Monday mornings, I would be very hoarse, very... But then, after about 2 years, 3 years, when I was 16
you
or so,
lost your voice
I haven't lost
then.
My voice since then.
Since 16?
Isn't that insane?
Wow.
Sadly for everybody out in the world.
Now, it's bad for everybody except for Sluggo, which I find hilarious because I sound like his dad always
yeah,
sounded.
It's freaky. He always had this raspy voice. Hey, kid, what are you doing? What'd you do?
Sluggo, go to your room.
Did you break another window? We're going to talk about it.
Did you break a lot of windows when you were a kid?
I did like to break windows when I was a kid.
My parents' insurance stopped insuring me for broken windows.
We're brothers, aren't
we? They came to us and they said, listen.
Really?
We're not going to pay any more broken window claims.
You're an insurance company.
So don't even put them in.
Yes. Well, that's fun.
That's not what we were going to talk about.
No, yeah.
We are going to talk about generic Christmas gifts. Not that I'm behind. But I can always use my voice as a...
Oh, yeah, you know, you can't...
You know, I got sick yeah, and I couldn't go out.
Yeah.
But I am a procrastinator.
Me too. I haven't bought a damn thing yet.
Okay, so I assume there are a decent amount of people who are procrastinators.
Sure, of course, especially this
and
year.
And it's only December 2nd.
Yeah, it's only like 23 days till Christmas.
So I'm looking for generic great gifts for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Sort of like, it's got to be generic, so you can give it to kind of anyone.
Right.
It's not a male-female thing for the most part.
Right. Popcorn balls would be okay, but that's
sure.
sort of
I mean, that's
dull, but yeah.
But look, when you're talking generic.
Yeah, true.
You want passable.
Yeah.
Dull is maybe part of the deal.
I mean, really, the whole point of Christmas is to really know the person that you're going to give the gift to and
let's say
find
you're bad
a gift.
At that.
Yeah.
Let's say you're not good at that at all. And you're not thoughtful.
Well, that's me. Yay!
I had a listener tweet me who had been finished with her Christmas shopping since October.
Oh, man.
Yes.
What? Well, so then she should know. A good generic gift.
And she said, don't hate me. And I was like, no, you get all the hate.
You're yeah. 100%.
And then it was because I was, you know,
jealous.
She made me look bad. I was jealous.
Exactly.
All right. So generic gifts. Like what kind of thing if you're not going to get the perfect gift because you're not a thoughtful gift giver.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
Fine.
Right. But what's something that doesn't suck?
Right.
Is kind of unique.
But sort of works for everybody.
Yeah.
Like they go, this is one step above not bad. This is not bad.
This isn't just a gift certificate from the local fast food joint.
This is bad
that you drove
plus
past
one.
On the way
bad
here.
Plus one.
Yeah, bad plus one.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
So. It's not a great gift.
Right. But it's not a suck gift.
Right. It's okay. Yeah. It's generic.
Yeah.
And you can sort of get it for anybody. That's what we're looking
for. Yeah.
So let's take your suggestions at 818-955-KLOS if you can think of a generic Christmas gift. You know, fuzzy socks is one that sort of everybody loves.
Not horrible. Yeah, or like some sort of blanket sort of thing.
Yes, sitting on blanket, the couch. Sure, you get cold. Everybody gets cold. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Maybe a coffee maker.
But
coffee
see, these kind of suck. So something better.
They sort of do
is what
suck.
We're looking for, something slightly better.
Hopefully.
Yeah, something we wouldn't come up with.
Hopefully better.
Yeah.
But probably not.
Probably not.
Because they have to be generic enough to sort of give anyone.
Right, exactly.
And so by design, they're not going to be great.
Right.
818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know why my mind already goes to this on December 2nd.
What?
Because there's still time to be thoughtful.
But you know, and I know, we're not going to get around to getting proper thoughtful gifts.
There's still time to be thoughtful.
Yeah, but we're not going to do it, dude.
But what we're taking is generic, great gifts for Christmas. Those suggestions. Like, what can you get away with giving for Christmas? You have one?
Yeah, I was going to say See's Candy.
See's Candy, that's good.
Oh, that is good.
Who doesn't like See's Candy?
And there's a, I know there's a, hard to get, but a See's Candy advent calendar this year. Or maybe every year. But
people who are looking for generic gifts are not thinking about an advent calendar.
Right, but that means, you know, something every day for a while. So, hey, how dare you?
See's is a great gift.
Yeah, that is a good one.
My daughter actually came out of that, but she didn't want to talk on the radio.
What?
Say that again?
My daughter actually came up with it. My 10-year-old came up with that, but she didn't want to talk to you.
Well, she's a genius. Yeah. Tell her thank you.
What's her name?
Lexi.
Lexi, well done, you. Yeah.
Thank you, Lexi.
Great idea.
That's a great
Thanks
idea.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, so my generic Christmas gift idea when I was like middle school, early high school, for birthday parties was always put money inside of a balloon and then blow it up. That way it wasn't just like pouring money in a card and they'd have to pop the balloon to get the money, and then everyone would always like gather around and be like, pop the balloon, and then they'd jump on it and everyone would start cheering. You know, it was like, it was just money. But it was a little bit more fun.
I like that.
Did they stop being excited when it was only $1?
No, I convinced my mom to put more on.
Oh, nice.
That's
a good one. I like that.
I sort of like that as well. You're kind of dread. You're putting lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. There you go. A little bit more fun than just money.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Generic Christmas gifts?
Pot holders.
Pot holders. You mean like weed holders?
No, pot holders, like you pick the hot pot up off the stove with.
That's a terrible gift.
I know, but it's also re-giftable. You can re-gift it, too.
No, well, I guess.
You mean like totally generic white ones or ones with...
Blue ones, red ones, white ones.
That does suck. That's especially sucks.
Whatever your color is.
Yeah. That's a terrible gift.
How I know about this? Because somebody gave them to me. How do I know about re-gifting? I gave them away.
To someone else.
You did the right thing.
Hey, what if it comes back to you someday? That very same one.
That would be great.
Burn them. Burn them. Get rid of them. That means they're bad luck.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Last minute generic Christmas gifts.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about generic Christmas gifts. Hello.
This is Robert Wayne Steele calling to congratulate KLOS and you two slappers on the Marconi Award.
Thank you.
Wow, thanks. Yeah. That was crazy. We were like, what? You must have the wrong station.
Much deserved award.
Thank you very much.
The whole crew, everybody. And I've been trying to call all week and tell you guys, congratulations. It's awesome. And my Christmas story is 1971, right before Christmas, smoking a big fatty in a restaurant parking lot on Sunset with Bob Marley.
Woo! Was it really Bob Marley, or were you super high? To some dude.
No, I was
it. Was a dude with
dreads. Music production, 69, 70, 71. Sky Saxon of the Seeds was a friend, and he introduced me.
Wow, that's awesome. He must have had the best weed on the planet.
Well, Bob Marley's first words to me were, "Are you the man with the herb?"
He asked that to everybody.
I love that story so much.
Yeah. Dude, thank you for calling, and thanks very much, man.
What we're really looking for is generic great Christmas gifts. KLOS, hello.
Kevin Sluggo, man. I love your guys' show.
Thank you.
Perfect pairing at a perfect time of day, you guys.
Thank you.
Better on KLOS than on K-Rock.
Thank you. Me too. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm thinking gift cards. Now, I know Sluggo just said, hey, I don't want a gift certificate for a fast food joint, but there's so many gift cards now. You can buy a gift card for anything.
That's true.
And then they can get whatever they want.
That's true. You know, but the only problem with it is I have about 15 unused gift cards. It's a really good idea for the companies because you never get around to using them. But I do think that's a good idea. It's certainly because you can pick something that's specific to the person.
But let me ask you a question. Does it smell a little like thoughtlessness?
That's kind of the whole theme of
just
this,
a bit. No, yeah. You want to appear thoughtless.
Right. No, thoughtful.
You want to appear thoughtful, but not be so thoughtful.
You see how devious he is?
Right.
It's awesome.
And the great thing is you could get all your shopping in one day.
That's true.
Everybody gets cards.
That's true. Yep. I am able to smoke that.
15 cents left on them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi there.
We're talking about Christmas generic gift suggestions.
Exactly. My wife's, one of her favorite go-tos is a picture frame. I imagine people still use those. They're suitable for birthdays, for weddings, for all kinds of things.
That's a pretty good idea.
That's not bad.
No, that's a good generic. Who's going to be like, I don't need a picture frame.
Everybody needs one.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, good. Right. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. How are you? You sound like shit.
Thank you.
Right, that's just generally the case, though, right? Is that what you're saying?
It feels that way.
I have a Christmas gift for you, Kevin.
Yes, please.
For your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Get a lemon, cut it in half, and put it in a pan of water and boil it down and make it into like a tea. It'll help your voice.
Yeah, I did that with honey as well, but I lost it. I lost my voice completely.
Wow, how is
Tuesday.
Honey? I haven't seen her in ages.
Honey is honey, like bee honey.
Oh, yes. I see. Oh, I thought you were putting honey
in
there.
No.
But my Christmas gift that I do every year is I make Kahlua and give it out to my friends and family.
Oh,
that's
like
pretty
that.
Strong.
But that's a thoughtful gift.
That's
we're
pretty strong.
Thoughtless, like generic. What the hell?
I don't know. She can sort of rest on that one.
That's true.
Because
Kahlua. I made 8 gallons this year.
Woo! 8 gallons. How many people do you get gifts for? Two.
I do it for family and friends.
Sweet. Can we be your friends?
So you need Dr. Feelgood, man.
I do.
Wow. But you're not feeling terrible, just losing that voice, scratchy sort of thing.
Yeah, I sound worse than I feel.
Yeah. You look phenomenal.
Thank you. I feel great as well. I feel like I look really good.
Like $1 million.
We have tickets that we were supposed to give away yesterday, but someone was sick and stayed home like a bitch. We have 4 tickets to the LA Kings as they face the Calgary Flames, but it's for tonight.
Tonight!
So don't call if you can't go tonight to Staples Center.
Only if you can go tonight. You
correct.
Can for sure go tonight.
818-955-KLOS. We're going to take, we're going to quiz you on hockey slang terms.
Yeah, we're going to start at caller 13 and then take a bunch of calls, and Kevin will throw the names into a hat.
Correct.
If you get the terms right.
818-955-KLOS. Call down. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We don't usually do this. Giveaway tickets to the day of the game a few hours from now.
But everybody that's on hold says that they can go to the game tonight.
That's right.
So we have 4 tickets to check out the LA Kings as they play the Calgary Flames. It is tonight at Staples Center. You get your tickets now at lakings.com/tickets. KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Benjamin. You got hockey ticket for me?
Well, Benjamin, would you be able to go to the game tonight?
Well, yeah. I live here in East LA, so it's not even far.
Nice. All right. Well, then we've got a little hockey term for you. You got to tell me what it is, and if you can get it right, then we'll put you on hold, and Kevin will do his hat trick and see who wins for sure, all right?
All right. Go for it.
All right, Benjamin, tell me what a clapper is.
A clapper?
Yeah, it's not the thing that turns on the lights. That's not what we're talking about.
I don't know what a clapper is.
You don't know what a clapper is?
Sorry.
Oh.
Those little toys that clap?
Yeah, no. That's not it.
Those are good, like the bobblehead things.
It's the sound of a slap shot.
Well, thanks for trying anyway. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Yeah, this is Jake.
Jake, do you know hockey fairly well?
Well, you know, I like to think so, Mr. Slug.
And if you can go to the game tonight for sure?
Yeah, we'll make it there.
Tell me what a face wash is.
Face wash. I'm going to imagine putting somebody's face in the ice, giving them a good one.
Face in the ice. We'll go to Kevin here as
the
judge.
No, glove in the face.
Glove in the face.
Somebody else's glove in your face.
Right. So that is a tough one. Sorry, Jake. Sorry.
Well,
nobody's getting them. It's weird. Sometimes everybody gets every one of them. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Hello, my name is Randy.
Randy.
Yes, sir.
Are you be able to go to the little Kings game tonight?
I sure will.
Well, so far, nobody's gotten any of these hockey terms right. Do you know hockey terms fairly well?
It's not terms, it's slang.
Slang.
So maybe slang. People
yeah,
know it.
That's
maybe
right.
People don't.
Yeah. But Randy, you think you know slang fairly well?
Okay.
Randy? Randy? Randy?
Randy hung up.
Randy? Yeah, Randy? Oh, there he is. I knew he was still there. I could feel it in my buns. All right, Randy, tell me what a sin bin is.
A sin bin?
Yeah.
The penalty box.
Yeah!
Nicely done.
Randy!
Nicely done.
Don't you wander off, Randy.
Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
I'm Kevin.
Kevin? What kind of name is that?
Good. Loser?
I don't know. My mom was drunk when she had me or something.
All right, we're talking about hockey slang, and if you can tell me what a sweater is, then we might be able to send you to the Kings game tonight.
Sweater is a jersey, right?
Yes,
very
it is.
Good. Very well done, Mr. Kevin. Hold on a second. Don't go away. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Chris.
Hi, Chris. What's happening? What's crackling? Woo! That's a lot of noise over there, man.
Sorry about that. I had to turn your radio down.
All right, dude. You be able to go to the game tonight?
Yes, sir.
Then you need to tell me what the top shelf is exactly. That's the slang top shelf. What does that mean, pray tell?
Top shelf is usually what the sniper does when he scores a really nice goal. He goes top shelf.
In the top of the net, yeah. You know,
I'll buy that.
He knows it.
Yeah, right on, Chris. Okay, hold on. You're in the running now as well. One more. KLOS, who are you?
Ryan?
Yeah.
Can you get closer to the phone?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Ryan, hold the phone within one minute.
Oh, there you go. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Trying to figure this all out.
I don't know why you were in the next room, but welcome.
All right, Ryan, I want you to define one of my absolute favorite slang terms in hockey, yard sale. Tell us what that is, and I'll put you in the drawing to go to the game tonight.
Yard sale, when somebody gets checked and helmets and gloves and sticks and all types of equipment goes flying.
Yes, correct. Nicely done.
Doesn't that sound like something Chick Hearn would come
up
with?
It's pretty great.
That's brilliant.
Usually there's like a giant fight. There's like eight people out there fighting, and then when they skate away, there's nothing but equipment.
It's like, oh, looks like the guys are having a yard sale.
It's pretty great, yeah.
That's awesome. All right, hold on. We'll see if you win, Ryan. So Randy, Kevin, Chris, and Ryan are our contestants. Kevin is pulling a name out of his...
Kevin.
Hat? Oh, really? Kevin?
Kevin is the winner.
I will be damned.
I would not pick that name because...
Because it's a terrible
name. It's lame.
Kevin, you're going to the game tonight.
Nice. That didn't take much.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yes, I know I sound bad. Sorry about that.
That's really funky.
Losing my voice?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
You're going to sound like Cat Corbett coming back from Coachella. That's
exactly.
What
that is true.
Not nearly as good looking, though. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
It's acceptable.
It's not as hot. Same clothes, but...
Not as hot, no. Acceptable. Yeah. That's acceptable. Let's talk about your parents taking you to concerts.
Ooh, like Coachella, for
example.
This
is something that I've never had with my parents.
Right. Oh, my God. Me either. My parents would not have taken me to a show.
Cool enough to want to take me to a show.
Oh, hell no. No.
Hey, Mom, son, you want to go to Megadeth?
No. Led Zeppelin's in town. Can we go, Dad?
Go to hell.
Yeah. So neither of us had that experience.
No, but we were asking on... I saw this on a Dark Theme Reddit not too long ago. Like, did your parents ever take you to a show? And a couple people have been answering. Thought Crime said that her mom took her to her first show. It was Deep Purple, the Machine Head Tour. And she complained the whole time about the burning weed smell in the area. And then someone went to the Queen Thin Lizzy show back in the day with her parents and said that they insisted on leaving as soon as Freddie took the stage.
Really?
Nope. Didn't know, I guess. No, I don't like this. I don't like what's going on. We're leaving.
Really? Made the kid leave?
Yeah. Stay. At least Thin Lizzy got through Thin Lizzy, but Freddie was
but not
too much.
Queen.
Yeah.
Can you imagine leaving a Queen show?
No!
Wow.
Could have seen Queen, but no, Mom didn't like what's going on.
When my kids were like seven, they wanted to go to Coachella.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, so I was like, no, that's for adults. And I just grabbed a number out of the air, like, not till you're
22.
14 sounded like forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Right.
And I didn't hear a word about it until they were 14.
They're like, okay, Coachella.
We're going to Coachella
this
year,
right?
Yes, for sure.
And?
And I hired them a babysitter who they knew well.
Oh, yeah.
Who was 22.
Okay.
And she went around with them and followed them and make sure that they were cool.
While you, quote, worked the show and got wasted, I
would
imagine.
And then I would check in on the phone with them. Uh-huh. They would just, I'd meet up with them three or four times.
Right.
And it was fine.
Drunker and drunker each
but
time.
But they, no.
What?
No, because
you never went to Coachella and stayed sober, my friend.
No,
that never happens.
Listen, when I'm a parent,
yeah,
and my kids are around, right. I don't drink.
Oh, that's so rough.
Because I'm ugly when I drink, Sluggo. You know that. You know I get ugly.
No, that's one
and
term.
It shouldn't be that way. So I usually didn't, and I didn't drink hard when they were there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I did take them for like 4 or 5
that's
years
cool.
in a row.
Wow. And they had a good time.
Yeah, well, yeah because sure, they were blast. Like me.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly.
Nobody wants to be with their dad.
No, they were cool with a cool chick who knows how to get around. And,
right, exactly.
Yeah, that's so, very awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
So 818-955-KLOS, did your parents ever take you to a show, a concert?
And how did it go?
Did they talk you into it? Even better.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know who it is, but your parents are like, this band's so cool. They're so great.
Neil Sedaka rules. Oh, you're going to enjoy this.
And then you go and you go, what?
I did see somewhere online someone said that their mom took them to Air Supply in 1980. Man. And she got really drunk. So she's like, crying and singing along with Air Supply.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, what am I doing here?
No.
This is hell.
So your parents took you to a concert.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Call
and
now.
Here's Ghost, by the way. I'm going to play you Hunter's Moon. I hope the lead singer's doing okay. I heard some crazy things. Dying or something? I don't think so, though. Thank you.
Stop it.
Okay. I can do that. You can't today.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about your parents took you to a concert?
They most certainly did.
All right. What show?
Well, my uncle was on the stage crew for Grateful Dead.
No kidding.
Grateful Dead.
Wow.
And of course, Bob Weir and the Rat Dog Band, that would be the next thing that I got to see a lot of. So I was always very happy at concerts.
Was that,
I don't know why.
I can't imagine why. Secondhand smoke. Was it your dad's brother or mom's brother?
It is my dad's brother.
Dad's brother. Okay, got it.
His name is Bill Garvey. He recently passed away from cancer, but he was with the Grateful Dead stage management for probably about 35 plus years.
So he ruled. He had the best weed.
Yeah.
The best ever.
I knew
ever.
It. Yes.
and as I, when I turned 18, I really appreciated those concerts a lot.
Sure.
More.
Yes, of course.
Right on. Thank you very much for calling. That's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Well, I don't know if it counts or not, but my dad used to have a side job as a pyrotechnician. And we would do a fireworks show. And we went out to Oakland, California in 1977 and did a show out there. So I don't know if that's kind of the same thing.
A fireworks show?
Did you get to fire any of the fireworks off yourself? Probably not. They wouldn't let you near them, would they?
Well, I was too young. I was 12 at the time. But I would help set up the stuff. But we call them Day on the Greens in Oakland, California in 77. And we saw the Outlaws, Santana, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Peter Frampton.
Oh, well, that's a show.
Yeah, that's solid as hell. Yeah.
That's right strong.
On. Yeah.
With fireworks, that's the best.
Yeah. So not only did your parents take you, your dad take you, they were blowing stuff up, too. That's pretty cool, man. Thank you for calling.
I want your parents.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Howdy. My dad did not take me to a concert, but he took me to the screening of the Stop Making Sense.
Oh, Talking
no
Heads.
Kidding.
Yeah, really. And
yeah,
how old were you?
Really cool. I was in junior high.
Then were you already a Heads fan or?
I was. I knew who they were and he kind of surprised me and I was thoroughly shocked. I was like, "Wow, I didn't even know you knew who they were."
What a cool dad.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Right, I thought it was pretty cool, but I just recently took my son to the Pixies for his first concert.
Yes! Look at you!
Rule, what a great first show, man. That's phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Right
that's,
on.
That's what I thought.
Good dad and good parenting on your part.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man. 818-9.
We're talking about your parents took you to your first concert?
I was so young at the time, but it was one of the first concerts, probably the first concert I ever went to. We got to go see Chicago and the Doobie Brothers.
Wow.
Now, I would imagine there's some good smoke in the air at a Doobie Brothers show. I've never seen one.
It's funny you mentioned that. These two women started smoking right next to us, and my parents were like, we're going to move up.
We're going to move up.
Upwind? Yeah, the first contact buzz I ever had was at a Pink Floyd show, and I came home. I'm like, wow, why do I feel so good? Oh, I know why. I feel great. That's awesome, dude. Thanks for calling. I'm glad it was a positive thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Those two,
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey there. Your parents took you to a concert?
Yes, my mom, she actually passed away 3 years ago. Her name's Luann. She took me to a Godsmack and Disturbed concert.
Nice.
Sweet. That's awesome.
Man. Hey, I'm actually kind of glad I got to talk to you guys. You guys are actually really, really cool dudes, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks very much.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What was the first concert that you guys got taken to by your grandparents?
You know what? Our parents wouldn't take us. Neither one of us. Yeah.
Neither of us had cool music parents.
No, they were very opposed to rock. My dad threw my records away at one point.
Did he really?
Yeah, I threw all my 45s away.
Son bitch.
Before my mom passed away, I took her to the Sammy Hagar Huntington Beach concert when they had Foreigner and all that.
Right.
Yeah, man. So I miss her so much. She got me into all that stuff.
That's very cool.
That's awesome, Coop.
Thank you.
Very cool. Thank you for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
First time, long time. Are you guys calling about...
Thank you.
First concert your parents took you to? Or a concert they took you to?
Yes. So my uncle took me to Ozfest 99 when I was 9 years old.
Nine!
When you were nine.
Woo! Did they sacrifice you on stage?
No.
Yeah, well, good.
Did you have to talk your parents into who he was, or did they know? And did they expect?
No, my mom actually went to Black Sabbath concert back in the
60s.
Sweet.
Just Ozzy Osbourne.
Sweet.
So,
very cool.
What did you think seeing Ozzy on stage the first time?
Oh, man, it was awesome. And then we ended up going Ozfest 2000 and then Ozfest 2001.
Nice. Dude, that's awesome. Dude, thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
Hey, your parents took you to a concert?
Actually, no. I'm the parent, and I took my whole family to a concert.
All right, which one?
Megadeth!
AC/DC, Stiff Upper Lip.
Ah, nice, dude. Nice. That's awesome. So what are your kids' ages?
My son, he was probably around 16 or 17,
mm-hmm.
and I had my two younger daughters.
All right, let me ask you a question. Did you put those little headphones on their ears so that they didn't get ear damage?
No.
Because I took my kids to concerts as well, and I always felt guilty in the years afterwards. Like,
for not?
Lately, I've seen people having them in headphones.
Nope.
And I thought, well, that seems safer.
It is. It's safer, and it's much more boring.
I'm just saying, as a parent, I felt bad.
You're a parent? Yeah, no, that is a good idea, but screw that. Good for you or not.
All right.
You always been an AC/DC fan?
Oh, yeah. And he came down and came home and bought a guitar and learned every AC/DC song.
Nice.
And started a band.
Nice.
Called Menicide, playing heavy metal stuff.
Menicide.
Tonight. Theater.
He's on Facebook somewhere.
Right on. All right, Dad. Thanks for promoting. That's awesome. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
So, my dad drove me, my brother and me, to Led Zeppelin at the Forum in 77.
Wow.
But I paid it forward a little bit for my son.
Mm-hmm.
When he was in seventh grade, he was in parochial school, and he was going to have the academic decathlon of the whole archdiocese the next morning.
Right.
But he wanted to go see Flogging Molly at the Palladium.
Fantastic.
So I took him and his two classmates, also these seventh graders, to Flogging Molly, and they wanted to go see the mosh pit. So we stood around the periphery of the mosh pit.
And you took your kid and threw him into the mosh pit? That's terrible.
Yeah.
You took your kid just before the contest?
It was the night before the academic decathlon for the Los Angeles Archdiocese.
Right. So well done.
Bleary-eyed to that.
Yes.
Bleary-eyed to that thing.
You are the best dad ever.
Winner. Time for the KLOS High Low game, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Who's this?
Howard,
you're caller 13.
Oh, nice. No, but it's Albert, yeah.
Albert. Well, would you consider changing your name to Howard?
I
think Albert's better.
I don't know. I've always been a big fan of Howard Stern. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
Albert Stern.
Oh, that's true.
Whatever, dude. Yeah. You're for sure gonna go see Journey and Billy Idol, man. You win those tickets right out the gate.
Heck yeah, right on,
man. You have to guess a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 72, and it was too low. And if you get it right, you win $1,200.
Yeah, $1,200. So, what number strikes your fancy?
I'm gonna go with 83.
AC/DC. That was one of the shows that someone took their kids to.
Right?
16-year-old guy who ended up starting a band, punk, loud, rock, band, heavy metal, because of that, and mm-hmm. then a couple of daughters as well.
That's good parenting right
there. That is! And no stupid headphones to keep their ears safe at AC/DC.
I mean, I feel like, okay. It's time for what we learned.
Yeah, what did we learn today?
They're making eco-friendly plastic out of fish sperm. I wish I didn't know that as well, so it's too heavy of a weight for me to carry, so I'm going to share it with all of you.
Please carry that weight, boy.
Look up on YouTube Dave Grohl's Hanukkah Sessions.
Yeah.
He does covers of famous Jewish musicians, including Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. His latest is Copacabana by Barry Manilow.
And he's also got Mountain in there. Mississippi.
Correct.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And if you're looking for great generic gifts for Christmas, See's Candy.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
Or if you're just going to give somebody money, put it in a balloon.
Put it in a balloon, great someone suggested. Very good suggestion. All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Maybe we'll see you tomorrow, voice boy.